Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 459. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Gears of War 4 has finally finished downloading.
Wow. I was also going to say, as always, but Tony wasn't here, yes.
It's right, he's not always here.
No, I'm not. It's a myth that I'm always here. I haven't been here since the Drunken Podcast.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. How was your trip to Vegas?
I was sick the whole time. I had like 101 degree fever.
What?
So I went to my conference, then I finished and went back to my room every day.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was, you know, it was great that it was in Vegas. I did, however, I arrived a day early. I actually got sick while I was there. And I ended up having this like 3-hour lunch with a professional sports gambler, which was awesome.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, he makes a living betting on sports.
Yes.
That's something.
He was, like, betting on, like, the Las Vegas Summer League and was, like, an expert, like, betting the WNBA. Like, he, like, bets all the sports that nobody knows anything about because that's where the best lines are, apparently, because they don't know how to set the lines.
Is this some old man you met at the sports book?
What now?
Is this some old man you met at the sports book?
Like, no, we actually met. There is a the shops at the Venetian, which I love, by the way. It's my favorite part of Vegas, with the little canal and everything.
Yeah.
There is a craft beer bar called Black Tap. So I was sitting at the bar. This guy just sat down next to me. We started talking.
Cool.
Yeah. One of those, you know, in Vegas type deals.
Jeff is here too. Sounding a little bit low right now, but
my volume?
Yeah, a little bit low, but you are here as well.
I am here.
You just more, Jeff,
your volume will go up.
And Earl is also with us.
As always.
As always, yes. More as always than Tony recently, so.
Hey-o.
Yeah, I think I only missed one show. Did I?
Yes, because yeah. You didn't do it a week before because – why didn't we do it a week before?
No, we recorded early. We recorded the 3rd of July.
Then
last week, that's all.
Oh, then it was a week before the 4th of July that we skipped.
We skipped, yes.
Yes.
And you guys just miss me. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dear.
Yes. Actually, what we were going to do this week, we're going to have that guy who played Gears of War 4 with us on the show. He was just going to carry the podcast.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk at all.
So, as Tony mentioned, Gears of War 4, you know, the latest Gears of War. That game from 2 years ago.
Yes.
We decided we're playing that again, which is still really fun, but Tony took 2 days to download it. And he could not play with us when we were playing. So our team of five was a team of four, and we had a random who was the best player on our team. Like, not even close.
Held down the floor for y'all.
Well, you know, somebody's got to step up and be me, and that's what this guy did. But pretty much. He filled the void.
Yes, I'm sure that's what he did.
Tony instead watched us play and commentated.
I had a good time with that, too.
So. Yeah, it's for moral support, which is basically watching Chris stream to sag him anytime he didn't do well.
Yeah,
like, I was providing advice. I was like, you know,
he did
spot
like when the boss came up, and I didn't notice it in the right hand corner, and instead I'm taking out like little peons. It's like, there's a giant thing here, right? yeah, it was a ton of fun. I'm glad we're playing it again. That is maybe the best like co-op kind of thing going.
Yes, and I also much prefer this speedier horde mode. I mean, it's half the round, so, you know, it's shorter. But also, because it's half the round, it also means you get into stuff faster. Like, in the original horde, like, it would really be a slow ramp up.
Was. So, like, the original horde, in this, in horde light, bosses are every 5 rounds. Regular horde, it was every 10.
Yeah, but not even just the bosses, because, like, in like normal horde, you'd get raids where it's just like, oh, here's like a bunch of crap. Not what? What are the little gremlin things called again?
They're like wretches, but they have a new name for them in Gears 4.
Yeah, so you'd get that, and then the next round would be like the Yokus, and then the next round would be a combination of the two, and then you do this for like a few rounds till you get to 9. Then it ramps up, and then 10 the boss. Then you kind of start again with the same show ramp up. Where this is like, no, we're just going to throw a bunch of enemies at you from wave one because you have 25 here.
Yeah. Well, and even like I think like that first wave, like 1, 6, 11, like they're still pretty easy.
Yeah.
Because it's on easy mode.
Because it's mostly just the robots.
Yeah. And then they start throwing out, like, then we get a boomer or, like, the heavy robot guy that has the like, overcharged shotgun. So, like, they start ramping them up. But, yeah, instead of it taking till round 7 for them to happen, we're getting them at round 2 and 3.
Yeah.
It's fun. I like the changes that they made. I know we have not played it since when we played Horde mode, like, to round 50 back when it came out. It's like they've made a lot of changes, and I think they're good.
Yeah. The other thing that's weird, and I think we all kind of noted it when we were playing, is that one, if you hadn't paid for a while, you just get a bunch of random achievements and accomplishments.
I look forward to that. I really want them.
I don't even know if it's achievements, but like I turned it on, it was like 5 minutes straight of notifications of stuff I did. Like, oh, I was awesome at Gears.
so some of it is stuff that like you actually did in the game, and as they've been adding patches, they've also been adding achievements along with those patches. So if you did some of the stuff, like they were retroactive, and you would unlock those achievements like as you turned it on again. But they've also added ones in that are part they're tied with Gears 5 release.
Yeah.
So like, you know, get, I don't know, get 250 kills or something in multiplayer. Like if you do that, you unlock something in Gears 4 and in Gears 5. So like there's lots of cool unlocks and there's a reason to play it right now. I mean, outside of it just being fun, but like if you're looking to get unlocks and stuff for Gears 5, like the stuff's there. But I'm going to play some Gears 5 this weekend, so.
Oh, me too. I think I might try the campaign too. I never played the campaign.
Oh,
Gears 4?
Gears 4? You haven't played the campaign yet?
No.
I will say that this is the one thing I've been disappointed by. Is that they're going backwards. I mean, I guess this one's an advancement. But they went from 4 and 3 to 2 and 4 to 3 and 5.
Yeah, well, and 3 and 5 might make sense. In 4, most of the time, you only had 3 people with you. But you can only play 2-player co-op. So it looks like they're just like adding the ability to play that third person, which is weird because all the other Gears have had 4. Like your squad has been 4, not 3. But yeah, they only had 2 in Gears 4. Speaking of Gears, I've been playing Gears 1.
Oh, God. My son.
That game's still really good. My son's never played it before. Mostly because he was way too young when he came out. He's probably still a little too young. He's going to be 14, but I know he's played worse shit than that. So we're going through it and playing the campaign, and that's been fun. So
I bet he loves the chainsaw bayonet.
when he first got it, he was definitely running around trying to chainsaw everything, but the game does a great, like, and I think Gears 4 does this as well, but it does a great job of kind of showing you how to engage with a encounter. So it's like you can't just run around with that because you will get hit with like a boom shot or a shotgun, or like you could put yourself in bad position. So like he's learned, like, all right, like if there's one, yeah, I could pull the chainsaw out and saw him. But for like, if there's a bunch of them, I kind of got to like get behind cover, bounce around a bit and take them out, you know, utilizing my team as well. So, which by team, he means me, but
I still haven't learned.
I will be honest with you. Yeah, just to say, especially with the versus mode, I used to just always try to run up on people and chainsaw them, even if it didn't make any strategic sense.
Well, that was the only way I could get kills in the original Gears at all, playing multiplayer, was running around with the chainsaw. It's so random, like.
Well, in the original, especially before they started patching it a ton, the shotgun was just OP'd.
Still so, is.
So, like, everybody just used a shotgun, you gotta have two good shots, and you down most people.
Yeah.
So, and I actually wasn't too bad with the sniper in that game. Oh, you that one. The rest of the franchise, I'm terrible with it, but.
Yeah, I like to pick up the sniper, at least in campaign. In multiplayer, no, like somebody else can have it, but in the campaign, I love picking it up because it's such a good sniper rifle. Nice zoom in on it and works real well. Anyway, so that's our we're playing the latest games.
2016's finest, yeah, get in there.
Yeah, I did play a little bit of something new. Well, I beat the Messenger. That's not new. That was from last year, but they released the DLC for that. It came out, I guess, last week. And I think it's like Picnic Panic or something like that. It takes place on a beach. I haven't made it past the first level yet, which is a surfing. It's almost like a Battletoads surf level. Like that. Like you have like three lanes. You're avoiding stuff. I've gotten up to the boss in it. But that game has great music. Looks great visually. And it is fun to play. Once I beat the boss, like I'm sure that I'll get on land and it won't be driving straight forward, but and that's free. So if you have the Messenger, you can pick that up. You do have to beat the game to play that DLC, though.
Ew.
Yeah, because I don't know why. It should just be a menu option, but you have to do it from the shopkeeper's location, and you have to like go to the scrying orb to unlock it, and it only unlocks after you've beaten the boss, so the final boss. What else have you guys been playing?
And silence.
Playing anything.
Don't all talk at once. Well, I've not paid a ton of it, but I did pick up Destiny 2 Forsaken, whatever that subtitle is. It was $10 at GameStop this weekend. I'm like, oh, that's cheap. And I know the DLC is coming out in September. So I'm like, $10 for the base game and plus all that DLC. And then whatever for the expansion is fine instead of waiting.
You would still have to, like, they're going to make it free to play come September, but only for the stuff up to Forsaken, right? Like.
Yeah, I think that's what they did, because I think it's because, yeah, that's what I did it wrong, because this is on the PS4 for some reason. It was on the PS4 version, but not the Xbox One version, and I forgot that at some point the PlayStation 4 version of Destiny was free, and I think the base game is free. So when I started, I already had a character that was like level 4, so it's just kind of getting them up to speed, which I've not done yet, but it's also really interesting. Because the interface for the DLC is really bad. Like, essentially what happens now, I'm sure you've all played Destiny, is how you used to navigate from the space and you'd pick a planet. You go to that planet and you pick missions. So this one, it's you start on a level above that, and now the planets are different eras. So there's a Destiny planet, then there's a Forsaken planet. And now there's a planet for the second DLC or the third base game or whatever you want to call it. And that was confusing at first, but you pick that and then it goes into the sub menu where you then pick the missions that you would typically do. So it's
from the plus, like that. So you pick your Forsaken planet and that brings you to like a map of like Earth, Saturn, like that.
Yeah.
Stuff? Okay. But
yes. Which is, it's a weird way to integrate that stuff into the actual game, because I understand the notion of it from a standpoint that there are people in the base Destiny game and there's people, but it's like weird that it doesn't feel like one game. even though it's supposed to be. It feels like, okay, I'm going to have the Destiny 2 experience. I'm going to have the Destiny Forsaken experience. And I'm going to have the Destiny... I'm sure at some point I'm going to remember what the hell this
Shadow something.
I don't know.
Takes a place on the moon, right?
Yeah.
I want to say Shadow Broker, but that's Mass Effect.
And Shadowbringer is Final Fantasy, right?
What was that?
The Shadowbringers is Final Fantasy. That is Shadow Keep.
Shadow Keep. Yeah, it was Shadow something.
Yeah. Apparently, Shadow's a very popular name for DLC.
Yeah. Cool.
But yes, I mean, especially being that I went to Anthem for a bit, it's so nice to actually play a game where the shooting feels good again.
Yeah.
How dare you mock Anthem like that? How dare you?
Hey, I've not mocked it any more than EA has with all of its great support for that game. We are 5 months out from launch, and I don't think there's been any of the Japan DLC yet.
Well, I expect it next month as part of EA Access, so...
Already moved on. Madden comes out in 2 weeks. Come on.
Yeah,
Does it come out in 2 weeks?
Yeah. It's actually... last week of July release, if you get the mega version, if you get the normal peasant version, it's 15 days from right now.
You're not counting down or anything, though, right?
No, of course not. Never.
And who's on the cover this year?
I don't remember. It's not me.
Nah.
It's not a member of the New England Patriots.
Boo.
I know. It's horrible. What a terrible
decision. I meant boo that for the Patriots. Not that they're not on the cover. We don't need to see their faces.
Is it Madden 20? Which is just, it's just getting fucking confusing now.
Yeah, it's 20.
What are they going to do when 25 happens?
Because they've already done that, right? Like, they did Madden 25.
I mean, are you?
I think by then no one will remember.
Let's just say, we're getting a Modern Warfare game this year. I don't think people care.
It's not as if Madden games have any sort of lifespan, right? Like, once the new one comes out, everyone before that might as well be dead.
Like the only old Madden that exists is, like, I don't know. Actually, I have no idea.
It's any of the ones before they started with the online updating. So, like, you go back to, like, Madden 05, which I think was... or 06, which was the last one that was on Xbox. Once you start getting into the Xbox 360 ones, where they started, like, updating the rosters and, like, adding all the online content.
But is there, like, any Maddens that, like, people are nostalgic for? Like, say, like, NHL 94. Like, that's, like, a pinnacle of the NHL. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, 03. Like, Michael Vick Madden.
That was 04, I think, wasn't it?
Was that 04?
Oh, yeah.
That one. That's the one that everybody likes.
Yeah, that was a good one. But I was, like, probably one of the last, you know, I play them, like, every 5 years, so I was, like, one of the ones I played.
Well, the thing about Madden is it gets better every year, so it's like, why would you go back?
That's just throwing a stick into it, huh?
I can't remember the last time I played a bad Madden. Like, this Madden sucks, man.
Well, and there's just, like, what's the point of going back to, like, Madden 05 or Madden 06 at this point?
Like, well, Chris, you'll play NHL 94, I'm sure, right?
I will, but, I that's the other, like, I think, like, going back and playing, like, the Genesis Maddens, that's a little bit different. That? Like, they're a different type of, they play differently. They're a different type of game. They were more arcadey at that point in time. As to now, like, they're, you can still play them for fun, but there's definitely more of a sim focus to it. They're trying to simulate actual football as opposed to just, like, you know, you running up the score. I mean, you could still do that throw down the sideline, I guess, but.
Okay, but then, like, is there an old Madden that is classic, like, you know, Genesis era? Like, Madden,
I don't know. Like, I don't know if anything is captured kind of like NHL 94 or something like that.
No, if anything
that's held in high regard like that.
if anything, I would imagine it'd be closer to the more arcadey football games, like your Blitz.
Like NFL Blitz is the one that comes to mind.
I like NFL Street. I thought that was fun, man.
Yeah, that was fun, yeah.
I wanted to pick that up for GameCube, but it was actually like, I think it was like $17 at the store by me. And I was like, I don't know, this is like a lot for NFL fucking Street from like, what, 2004 or some shit.
Those specialty games are getting harder to find.
Everything on GameCube, like, you know, that used to be a common disc. Like, it is still a common disc. Like, anything that is, like, decent on GameCube is, like, $25 probably.
Yeah, and it's just like people are. There's not as big a market for it anymore. So what is out there is the price is going up because
those collectors, man, they ruin everything.
Yep, yep, they do.
How dare they do that to us?
But well, that's Madden, which we haven't played yet.
So. Which I was about to say isn't even out yet, and it got more talked in.
Anything else?
anything hey, else we're playing? Able to play it on EA Access.
Yeah. Actually, I hope that they do what they did last year and offer like a $100 bundle for all four of their games. Because that was a good deal. Even if the basketball game kind of sucks.
But, what's the fourth one? Hockey?
It's Madden and NHL, NBA, FIFA. And FIFA.
Okay. Well, I knew FIFA. I didn't know if hockey was the...
Yeah. That, which is why I bought it, because it was like, oh, I can get Madden and NHL for $20 cheaper than I would if I bought them separately. And I get FIFA thrown in, and this basketball game I don't really care about.
you and the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah. Ultimate Alliance 3 is available for in-store pickup. I better go grab it right now.
I got 55 minutes until my copy's unlocked. Not counting or anything, but...
So we will have that next week. actually, played Destiny 2 a little bit. Fire Emblem Warriors. Did you play any of that?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing. One, I think I mentioned when I started this game, I found a way to turn off the whole RPG thing. Like, the characters still have weapons and pause the game every time they do,
right,
which is super annoying. I enjoyed the Musou games. I think they're fun. But I don't like this one as much as Zelda or Hyrule Warriors. I think, Zelda is a better franchise to me. But also, Zelda just had a lot more diversity in characters and weapon types, where almost everybody here is either a sword user or a sword user. Like, I've gotten a few, like, axes and lances, but for the most part, almost all your major characters, because almost every major character in Fire Emblem, as people joke in Smash Bros.,
they're all sword people.
Are sword people. And you want to have those people in this game, so you end up with a lot of people who have swords, and most of their attacks look the same. Because even in Zelda, even though people might have had similar weapons, they just look different visually. And even then, because he could have the sword, he could have the fire rod, he could have a magic staff, you know, he could have a bunch of different weapons. You could also have a different type of ink. Almost everybody here is like, this is a sword person. This is a bow person. I've actually not met a bow person, but I assume they're in the game because I've unlocked bows for them. And it's like, oh, okay, this is neat, but it just kind of feels the same. And a lot of the characters, honestly, kind of look the same. I did not realize how very short few hair everybody in Fire Emblem had. I do like some of the more elemental changes that they make here. Like, there are places where you can go and, you know, like certain mini missions will happen where you change the landscape, either by raising bridges. But even if you don't raise the bridge, you have certain cats, like the Pegasus, who can cover gaps because they're aerial combatants. And then there's the level I just beat with his lava on the ground. And you have to like navigate certain characters to turn off the lava by spraying water on the stage. How that happens, I don't know. It makes sense in the game. I'll go with it. Magic. So I do like those parts of the game, but I do think they're far and few between. And I've not encountered any interesting boss battles yet, where again Zelda kind of had the upper hand because the franchise has these unique bosses in general. So you had the boss where you had to use like your bombs to throw it into their mouth to stun them, or the ones where you had to use the boomerang to hit their eyes or something like that. Where Fire Emblem is just like, oh, it's like any other game where it's like, oh, just kind of in the boss's patterns, dodge and wait until they're stunned to attack them. It's not as engaging because you don't have that mini puzzle element that you did with Zelda.
Huh. Yeah, Hyrule Warriors sounds like the better game here.
Yeah, Hyrule Warriors. I mean, again, Zelda also has a lot more history to draw from, but yeah, I think, you know, better music, better selection of characters, it's more flexible, so yeah.
Did we just lose Earl?
I don't know. I just stopped talking.
He just decided to quit there. He's like, I'm done. I've said my piece.
I said my piece. I mean, there's not much. I don't want to beat up. Because I'm enjoying it. I've been playing it a ton today, even. It's a great game to play at lunch. Each mission's maybe 20, 25. It's not that long, but like listening to the story and stuff, like Dead and Dune, all my setup. It's a great thing to play. Like, you eat food, play a mission, then go back to work. It's a great mindless time waster.
Nice. Jeff, you finished Pikmin?
I finished replaying Pikmin. I guess pretty tough at the end. And I actually started playing Pikmin 2, which I think is objectively better in many ways. So I get why people like prefer it. I mean, there's people like me that like Pikmin 1, but I think that I get why most people would say Pikmin 2 is better. Like, it looks better. There's like little fine adjustments to it that make it better. I don't know.
Well, isn't it?
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I thought it had a big adjustment. Isn't that the one that gets rid of like the whole 30-day time window?
Yeah, that's the big thing. That's the thing that like makes me prefer the first one. Like, I think it's like an interesting proposition. It's like, hey, you have 30 days to find 30 parts like for your ship. Otherwise, your ship might not survive taking off and you're fucked, right? Like, and you can fail. Like, that could be your end game is you fail.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily need to find, you can do it and short it in 30 days if you know where to look.
Absolutely, yeah. And part two, like, does away with all of that. And all part two is like, you're going to places to like try to make money for your company. Like, that's like, so there's no like day limit or time limit. Like, in fact, a large like new addition to the game are these caves in Pikmin 2, where it's like you go into a cave in a level and you go deeper and deeper in that cave. And once you go in there, the time stops altogether. So it's like you can go in with like 10 seconds left in the day and be down in this cave for an hour. You know what I mean? But I don't know, like Pikmin 2 is still very, very good. Like I said, like it looks and kind of plays better, and it is fun too. Like you're collecting these treasures to like make this money, and all the treasures are like real fucking like shit from like, you know, shit from real life. It's like, it'll be like, a Dr. Pepper bottle cap. You know, it's all like shit.
But it would
I was
be
expecting treasures from real life. You're like, I was thinking like, okay, the Mona Lisa, like an actual, or yeah, like a treasure chest full of coins, and you're like,
no,
this hairbrush I found on the ground.
It's like the very first treasure you'll find, quote unquote, treasure you'll find is like a Duracell, like a D Duracell battery, you know what I mean? Like, but some of them, like, I think that one actually powers up your ship and get, like, some of them give you, like, new actual, like, you know, like, one of them gives you, like a radar, like a map. I forgot what the hell it is you pick up. It's something like that. But, yeah, they're all, like, licensed products, you know, which is kind of interesting, you know.
That's weird.
It was weird at the time, you know, especially, like, you know, from Nintendo. And then in there, too, there's, like, a pot leaf you can collect, which I always was amused by in Pikmin 2. I forgot what they call it. That's the other thing, too, is, like, everything has, like, a clever, like, they don't say Duracell battery.
Yeah.
Energy keeper, or, like, you know, like, they all have, like, these, like, kind of, like, kind of funny names, the shit you find.
Right, because the Pikmin aren't from that planet. Well, like all so
are. We're gonna name it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the story's never big in Nintendo games, but I forget, how does he get back to that? Why does he go back to that planet in Pikmin 2? He doesn't crash it again, right?
In Pikmin 2, it's because the company that him and, I forgot the other guy's name, Louis, the company that him and Louis work for is like running out of money or some bullshit. Like they're about to go bankrupt and you're like just going to get treasure. Like you're not going out. I think you are actually going back to Earth. But it's just to, like, scavenge for shit. That's it. I'm like, that's the plot.
All right, so how many Pikmin games are there? Are there three?
There's three, yeah.
Yes.
Are they working on a fourth one for the Switch?
mean, they've been working on a fourth one for, like, 7 years now.
I mean, yes. Like, Miyamoto had said probably 5 years ago that Pikmin 4 was almost done. So I have no idea what happened to it. I think I heard at one point that they just scrapped it and restarted. They got to do Pikmin for a Switch. They just got to do it. Like, it's just such a... At the very least, just, like... Because I'll tell you what, playing these GameCube games, like, they don't look good on modern TVs anymore. Like, even Pikmin, like... And Pikmin's one of the best-looking games. Like, it still looks really muddy, you know?
Yeah, you need to get an old TV. That sounds so counterintuitive to everything. It's like,
I know.
But
I know, they would be better on them.
Yeah, and I think, and I could be mistaken, but also a lot of GameCubes back then did not have the component cable, so it's based off a composite.
It's
it was one of the reasons, because there's also there's Wii versions of those games, but I know people aren't as keen on them because they have the motion controls.
I mean, it plays good with motion controls, but yeah, just because of that, I want to play on a GameCube. I don't have fond memories of the Wii, really. Like, GameCube was my system, man. Like,
Wii was fine.
It's fine, but like, I'm not gonna hook up the Wii. Like, I have my GameCube hooked up in the living room, and I'm playing the shit out of it. Like, I'm not gonna hook up the Wii unless it was like. It would be like in my basement, and it would be for Wii bowling, you know.
You can play Galaxy and Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm. True. I wish they would really release those.
Yep.
Like,
me
just
too.
Fucking re-release your game.
I get it, but I do find it funny that we're now at a point where people are complaining that Nintendo isn't re-releasing their games.
Yep. like, why aren't you dropping more remakes?
Well, honestly, I mean, I want a new Pikmin, but at the very least...
Give you Pikmin on Pikmin.
I would love for Tony to be able to play Pikmin. Pikmin is really good. Like, it's just a really fucking... last good idea of being able to have, in my opinion.
I mean...
Whoa.
But I was going to say, it is weird from just a logistical company standpoint that the GameCube is kind of one of those devices that kind of... gets ignored in their history. I mean, I guess Wind Waker had an HD port on the Wii U. But outside of that, I don't think there's ever really been, like, there was that era when they would, like, port just those games with motion controls to the Wii. But, like, GameCube, it's not, like, Sunshine doesn't have a...
It needs to come back.
That's because Sunshine's not good.
I'm not saying I want Sunshine back, but it's weird. Like, you know, there's no way to pay modern Sunshine. There's really no way to pay Metroid Prime 1 and 2. There's no way to pay, Mei or Luigi's Mansion. Yeah, Luigi's Mansion had a 3DS version. Never mind that one.
Well, that's a different one.
Or even
that's
stuff.
That's why I hooked up my GameCube, though. I was like, you know what? I'm sick of waiting for these games to come back. I have them. I have them on a shelf. Why am I not playing them?
I mean, honestly speaking, and I'm biased because it's my personal favorite, but, like, you know, a Double Dash, I'd like to see that. I think it's...
I sold it.
Donkey Konga.
I sold it.
Yeah, I mean, even stuff like Biting Kaitos and Biting Kondo's Origins, those kind of obscure Nintendo games that they made for the GameCube, Geist and Eternal Darkness, that's just part of Nintendo history that's kind of forgotten by them.
I don't know if they could do it, but I would love to see a re-release of that Metal Gear.
Oh,
Twin Snakes. Yeah.
That's like expensive now. I wanted to pick that up. It's like kind of $50, I think, at least used.
I don't know.
Anyways, go ahead. What were you gonna say about it?
I just wish like we could get that. Like, I mean, I own it on the GameCube, but I don't know if it's even something they could even think about doing, because like Silicon Knights is not, they're gone, and Konami is goofy now. So
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they could find somebody to port it, but I don't, like, I assume Konami would have no beef with it. But yeah, just, yeah, it's fascinating how many games are just kind of left. Like, even I know why they wouldn't make a new one, but I imagine how other people would go nuts if they just released F-Zero GX with like online play.
What if they what if they redid that, like just redid it? Or what if they redid Super Mario with Sunshine to like updated the graphics and updated the camera so it wasn't fucking backwards how it is. Like,
well, so rebuilt the whole game.
Yeah, like, I'm saying do like an RE2 remake. Like, do an RE2 remake of Sunshine. Remake of F-Zero. Like, I want that shit. Dude.
I think the problem with Sunshine in that case, just like it, it's like, why? Because like at that point, making a new Mario game is going to sell better anyhow. Like, I assume Odyssey has probably sold twice as much as Sunshine has already.
Sure, but you wouldn't have to devote quite the resources to it. Like, the design is there. You know?
Yeah, but if you're going to use resources anyhow, you might as well just make a new Mario game.
I mean, I think we will get Odyssey 2 this gen. I really do. I think it's like closer than we all think.
But, I think we'll get another 3D Mario game. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be Odyssey 2.
I think it will be. I think I mean, that's a kind of a winning formula, and it just feels like you could pump another one out.
Oh, you can, but I mean, they could have done the same thing with 3D World 2, and so, yes.
Speaking of which, they should release 3D World on the Switch.
They should, I played that game, six times, probably, but they should definitely do it, because,
so good.
So many of our friends that did not have the Wii U that missed out on, I think one of the best Mario games. It really is fun.
Honestly speaking, as much as I enjoy 3D World, playing Mario Maker, I actually kind of want a 2D Mario game in that universe. Like a purely 2D Mario game in that universe.
Oh, sure.
I prefer 3D Mario. I think 3D Mario is so much more fun to me. Like,
It varies. Based on the type of 3D Mario games. Like, if it's another Galaxy, if it's another 3D World, I'm all for it. If it's another 64 or Odyssey, I'd rather a 2D game.
Wow. I would go, no.
Agreed.
But, really? Wow.
Yeah, well, I prefer level-based Mario.
Yeah.
Which is what Galaxy was.
Opposite. I want that almost, open, where it almost feels like an N64 collectathon. I love that.
Yeah, I want the platforming challenge. I think
we put that stuff in there, but yeah, I hear you.
I want this is the level. This is amount to get from point A to point B. There's stuff to collect, but
Wouldn't you think about those levels they drop you in Sunshine, where it's up without the jetpack or whatever the fuck it's called?
You know what I think about that? They made an entire two games based off of it called Galaxy, which are much better games for it.
No,
I mean, essentially that's what Galaxy is. It's like, okay, you have these jumps, get from point A to point B on these really creative levels.
They were really kind of hard.
They were hard because they got dependent on, because so much of Mario moves in that game are dependent on the jetpack.
You're used to it too. You're accustomed to not having the jetpack at that point.
Using the jetpack, and then they make you think differently.
Yes. And to, again, kind of go to Tony's point, the game's greatest enemy is its camera.
Camera's backwards. It's the left is right and right is left.
So when you're asking somebody to do delicate 3D platforming and your camera isn't always based in that way, and a lot of these stages are we're gonna move as well. They don't even have time to reset the camera, so you better hope you have the great angle before you went.
I love the beach vacation vibe for that game. So, like, if they redid that with, like, HD graphics and a good camera, like, I would be all over that.
I would play it again for sure.
What I would do, and this is not Mario exclusive, but Mario tends to do this a lot. I think Zelda does too. I would actually like to revisit that world, but not with Mario. Like, if it was like, I mean, because I think Aldofino is interesting, those pintas and whatever is kind of cool. But I don't necessarily think the vibe fits Mario. I think it's interesting if they kept that world. Like, actually, what I was disappointed by, and
Wild
we can get off this
vacation.
Well, I was going to say Wario's, but what I was actually disappointed by was when they did a Wii Sports Resort, that they didn't use Aldofino as a resort island, and they created a whole... What is it? Wahoo Island or something like that?
Yeah.
You already have an island with all these interesting characters in the Oak House. Why not just reuse that?
Because they know that Sunshine's bad. Nobody should.
Oh, come on. Sunshine is bad. Not bad.
It's not good.
Is it your like bottom like Mario game?
In 3D, yeah. It's low. But I'm not a huge fan of like the exploratory ones either, so yeah, it's like 3D World, Galaxy and Galaxy 2 are up there really high. I love Odyssey. I think Odyssey's great. But
I'm weird. I think Mario is like, I like it Mario better the more 3D it gets, and I like fucking Zelda when we get the 2D games. Like,
I'm also with you on the, I'm with not also with you, but I'm with you on Zelda as 2D too.
Yeah,
I think it depends. Like, it's odd because
Breath of the Wild is an outlier for me. But
Breath of the Wild is, but I mean, I, like my favorite is Wind Waker and Link to the Past, which are two kind of polar opposite Zelda games, and that I just love the freedom of like that Wind Waker offers, and I don't. It's a different type of freedom than Breath of the Wild, which is Breath of the Wild. You can go anywhere. Wind Waker is like, it gives you that illusion you can go anywhere, but a lot of it is gated off until you get certain abilities and stuff like that.
Off the GameCube hardware, here's like our illusion of that exactly.
Yeah. But yes, I mean, but it works because it's. I think my problem with Breath of the Wild, and I like Breath of the Wild because it's a really great game.
I love it.
It's a bit too freeing, and then it's so massive, and like there's no real guidepost as to what to do, which is great. But it also means you just end up wandering around until you find something to do out at times.
And most of it is just picking up sticks and fighting with them.
Yeah.
No, there's awesome shrines everywhere. That's amazing.
No, but that's the thing. It's like there's shrines, and that's awesome. But a lot of the times, it's not like you're going looking for them. It's like, oh, my thing's beeping. There's a shrine nearby. Let me find it.
There is like a real, like, kind of RPG vibe to that game where it's like you feel you are working on that character. Like, it has like a Dark Souls vibe to it in ways. It really does, dude.
I don't know if I would go Dark Souls with it, but...
I think we may have finally discovered why I'm not a huge fan of Breath of the Wild.
If your sword broke in Dark Souls, I'd lose my mind.
I didn't mind
a weapon... I think the biggest problem was that it's like, you only get one weapon that turns out to be permanent in that game, and I feel like it should have been a reward ultimately that you get like a permanent shield. It didn't have to be the best one in the game, but you get something you can always count on.
There is a shield. The Hylian shield is almost permanent, but like it will break after I don't know how many hours of play. But I actually had it finally break on me. I was like, oh shit, I thought this thing couldn't break. And I had like power go get it again, but
though
and you got what you deserve for liking Wind Waker. God damn it, Breath of the Wild. I can't even speak
what you say
anymore.
Wind Waker?
Nothing.
Wind Waker's
never mind.
Fine, Tony.
I like Wind Waker too. Breath of the Wild sucks. Hey, wait.
We're talking about all these great new games today
that we haven't even played. We're not even playing like Sunshine or Breath of the Wild or Wind Waker, but So yeah, Jeff, you finished Pikmin. You also finished The Old Blood.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think like that might be my favorite Wolfenstein game. Has anyone else ever played that?
No, I have not.
Tony, Earl, no?
No.
I guess not.
I mean, it's like, it gives you like that, like what you want out of Wolfenstein from like the old ones with that new engine and graphics and everything. So it's like, you basically storm Castle Wolfenstein. Like, that's the game. It's like you going in the Castle Wolfenstein, taking everyone out. Like,
that sounds pretty cool.
And then, like, the back half of it, like, the last couple chapters, like, I guess there's some explosion in a mine or some bullshit, and a chemical is released or some bullshit.
Is that the zombie stuff?
And there's fucking zombies everywhere. There's a zeppelin in the sky that's on fire, and it's raining down zombies that are on fire. So, like, as you're walking around the level, there's, like, fucking zombies raining down their... You know, flaming zombies. There's like zombies falling out of furnaces in every corner. Like the last two chapters is just zombies everywhere. It's like, it's overkill of the game. Like it's fucking, I mean, I know overkill is basically Wolfenstein the movie, but.
Overlord.
Like, Overlord, yeah. Overkill. But yeah, like, it's exactly like that motif, like the thing that you want from like these games is this, you know, I admire, of course, like the, was it the New Order where it was like, what if this? And like, they try to do like a serious story and everything. And like, this is just like Wolfenstein 101. And so I kind of love it. It's like that old type of like Return to Castle Wolfenstein type game, like updated for the modern era. Really enjoyed it. And also it's short, you know, like probably 8 hours long, you know.
That's perfect. Short.
I mean that was an add-on. It was a $20 add-on, I think.
Like, that, I mean that's a decent length for,
yeah,
for a
piece, I know, of DLC. Exactly. And it was like, it is standalone. So like, if you guys don't own it, it's always on sale, but at full price, it was $20. And like, it's a full game. Like, it's awesome. It's like a really good Wolfenstein game.
Nice. Tony, you play anything?
Just lots of Total War, Three Kingdoms.
How dare you?
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize for playing so much of this awesome game Total War game. That you should totally play because it's awesome.
It's Jeff's game of the year.
Jeff should buy a PC to play this game. I mean, it's.
I need a game of the year. I need something.
Well, there you go.
This would be it.
Anything else to say? I mean, you've talked a bit about it in the past, but anything else new to add on to that? Or
it's amazing.
The one thing I've been exploring is playing with different factions because they have different abilities. So right now I'm playing as Cow, which is like a diplomatic faction, which they get points for doing stuff, and they can use the points to make other factions declare war on each other.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. So that you can make somebody declare cool war on, like open up a new front on one of your enemies, or you know, weaken somebody before you attack them by making them fight their neighbor.
That it does sound pretty cool.
the faction I was playing with previously, I can't remember the name of the faction, but they would get they'd accrue points for like fighting in battles, and then the more battles they fought in, like their recruitment rate would go up, their cities would give more income. So it's like you had to fight as much as possible so that your faction would be at like peak efficiency. So you kind of like pick your faction now based on the play style you want to have, because those abilities can be really, really powerful.
Yeah, that. Nah, I mean, they've changed those games so much, but I like some of the additions that you've been saying.
Yeah,
about this one.
This one's really good. It's really good.
I think that's it. I mean, other than I picked up the Castlevania collection which is on sale this week. And started playing Castlevania, which is fun.
Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
Incredibly short, actually. I made it up to death last night in like an hour. So there's only, I could beat death, and then there's only three more levels before Dracula, which is incredibly short. Like, I remember it taking so much longer, but I was also saving like as I finished a level, so you couldn't do that in the original. Save states make those games way shorter. But that is eight games on it, and Jeff's talked about it before, so it's a great collection, though. And I think it's I got it for $15.99. So what, each game's like $2 a piece. That's a good deal. There's some news here. Earl, you have there was a new Borderlands 3 trailer?
Yes. Which I was disappointed by. The trailer looks great, but it was called like they were like teasing this Happy Together trailer, and it's called literally the Happy Together trailer. So I thought this was going to be an announcement of crossplay for Borderlands 3. And it wasn't. It was just like a co-op trailer. I'm like, you've had co-op since your first game. It's not a new feature.
Yeah, there was four-player co-op in the original Borderlands, right? Like,
Yeah. It's the only way I've ever, I mean, I've played it with one other person, but yeah, I know people, I'm meeting people now who are like, oh, I played Borderlands by myself. I'm like, I didn't know you could do that. I mean, I know you could do it, but it's not actually, like, I really want to. Yeah, it's, Borderlands, it's not really a great game to play on your own. Yeah, so that was that. And, you know, it was a co-op show, and it kind of showed you a bit more of each character. And restate. I don't think there was anything new in that. But yeah, check it out. It's Happy Together, which I'm sure for most gamers will always be synonymous with the original Smash Brothers game.
Really?
I don't even remember. You don't remember the first Smash Brothers game commercial?
No.
Oh, stuffed animals type guys. Like, not stuffed animals. The character's fighting. Like,
It's like literally them hop, jumping through the field with the song coming together playing.
And then, in the animal costumes.
And then like, Mario trips Yoshi and they just start beating each other up.
Yeah.
And the narrator's like, something's gone wrong in the happy-go-lucky world of Nintendo. And you don't remember any of this.
Now, I have to go see this trailer. I've never seen it.
You've seen it. You've had it, dude.
Yeah, you have to.
I mean, maybe after I watch it again, I'll be like, oh, I do remember this, but like, it's not ringing a bell, but it sounds amazing.
It is probably.
And buy some pizza rolls after you see this fucking trailer. I will.
Yeah, there was something really magical, really awful about Nintendo's advertising in the late 90s, early 2000s, because it's that, and I always remember the Super Mario Sunshine commercial. What is it? Keen is better than dirty. Dirty's meaner than keen. Mario can't do it at all. So they had a bunch of kids singing this jingle about like how Mario has to clean up Aldefino. And they aired the commercial like once and everybody hated it and they got rid of it right away.
The launch GameCube ads were like kind of weird.
Those are the ones with people living in the cubes, right?
Putting in a cube and shit.
Which is ironic because I actually think now those ads were ahead of its time. Like, I feel like that's how people advertised in the 80s, 2000s with kind of like that slice of life advertisement. But it was really weird when the GameCube died.
My favorite one ever, though, like of that whole era, like my favorite ad from the GameCube era was Pikmin 2, where it was like hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. And it's all these Pikmin running through the streets of New York. You guys ever see that one? It's like, it's just some dude like fucking directing them to go get him hot dogs and shit. Anyway, No.
I remember that one.
Go on YouTube and type in Pikmin 2 hot dog ad and you'll see it.
These all these ads are not ringing a bell, but they all sound like
Amazing. I have never seen this ad ever. I'm watching it right now.
And you've never seen this match for this ad? I have
never seen this.
No. Wow.
Like, it's just like millions of Pikmin running through New York going, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
It's probably like, I feel like it's probably one of the most iconic video game commercials.
I love it. I love, you know, I love that series. Like, I just love Pikmin.
I remember the only stuff, and this was probably like earlier in that era, the only stuff I really remember is Crash outside of Nintendo's office with the megaphone.
Yeah.
That was like the PS1 probably, right?
Yeah, that was around the PlayStation 1.
Like, yeah, N64 sucks, yo. Like, or whatever the hell he was saying. I have no idea.
Which, ironically, Nintendo won because Crash is now on Nintendo system begging for change. Yeah, so, like,
Sony kicked them to the curb. It's like, we don't need you no more.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's why he came begging. It's the same way that, you know, Sega does and Nintendo don't.
Yeah.
And
that's another, that is another one I remember.
Do you remember the first time you bought like Sonic Adventure 2 on GameCube? You were just like, oh my God, I'm buying a Sonic game on fucking a Nintendo system. Like, it was so weird when that first happened. Anyway.
It was goofy. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
But I loved it. I was like, yes, I got Sonic.
Not good Sonic.
I thought Sonic Adventure 2 was good at the time. It's hard to go back to now. But
I think one is better. They both have their problems, and I think they're both opposite.
Rough, dude. But, oh, my God.
But one is rough, but it also worked. Like, one of my big examples is like the Knuckles and Rouge stage in 2, where you have to find the gems in specific orders, where at least in the first one, you could find them where, as long as you found them. I thought that was a lot better than like, oh, you have to find the first one, then you have to find the second one, then you have to find the third one. Big the Cat, where you didn't add anything.
Sonic Heroes was the best, I would say.
And this is the problem with Sonic Adventures 1 and 2 and out of those. It's like, this, especially early on, the Sonic-centric stages are really fun and fast-paced.
It's like, just then, those.
And then it's like, wait, we're going to have you do something completely different now.
Float around his knuckles and look for fucking emeralds or whatever.
Or his like a giant... this is our summer retro cast. But yeah, I
still buy every Sonic game.
You're a broken individual.
Yes, I tapped out. Honestly, I think I tapped out with the Adventures games, which I liked. But then
Sonic Mania is great.
I played Sonic Mania and I played Sonic. Like, I buy it, but I don't buy all of them.
And Generations was good.
Is like not good, but it's like. It wasn't like if I saw it for, I'd say it saw it for $15 or less, it's fine for that amount. It's not like broken or anything. Like, Sonic 06.
That reminds me, did they actually ever finish Sonic 4?
No. And that game was like weird.
I thought they released like a part 3 and part 4.
Oh,
they did a part 2 when that was it.
I knew a part 2. I didn't know about anything beyond part 2.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think like that game, like, while I tried it and it was all right, it was not Sonic. It was not right. Like, Sonic Mania felt like Sonic. Like, I replayed a little bit of that game again, and I think like that game like deserves some major props. Like, I think Sonic Mania is pretty awesome.
Hey, Sonic Mania is great. Yeah, Sonic 4 only has episode 1 and episode 2.
Which are 2 years apart, so that's always great for episodic games.
There was more than that. Colors and Generations came out in between.
And those are both, I think, some of the better ones, like, I think.
I will say, Sonic Colors is my absolute favorite 3D Sonic game, and it's mostly a 2D game. Probably why it's one of my favorite. And I've always been weirded out that they've never really gone back to that. Like, Generation uses that formula to a degree, but not all the way.
That's why Generations is my favorite. Like, it's just that mix, and like, there's no like bullshit. Like, yeah, like weird stages where you're just floating around or doing some bullshit. It was all fun, you know. Like, Forces felt like it was like trying to do some other stuff too. Like, it was good. I like it, but I don't know. I put them both up there.
I feel like Sager has never really known what Sonic's identity was.
And it's not, reinvent it every time.
Like, yeah, and it's not just the video games. It's also been that way with him outside of video games. Because, like, you look at his animated series, and, like, none of them are like the other.
The movie. It's just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. And, like, the movie's weird, but I could totally see Sega signing off on that. Oh, this sounds great. It's doing
it. Yeah. They just don't care. Like, they're very reckless. Like,
I don't know if they're reckless. Like, it's odd. They are doing what Nintendo says they do with Mario, where they kind of see Mario characters as stage players. And Sonic kind of, because it's like, okay, we're going to have Sonic in the Wild West. We're going to have Sonic in the future. We're going to have Sonic start a rock band with his sibling. And it's like, that's all Sonic to us. But it's all supposed to be this one character who has no real unity or continuity between his various versions.
Sonic's weird.
Yes.
What else we got here? Super Monkey Ball remake?
Yes. I was going to say, I was super stoked to hear about until I realized it was not Super Monkey Ball. It's not Super Monkey Ball 2. It's Banana Blitz, which I think was the one that came out on the Wii.
Yeah. So what the fuck is going on?
Is that a bad one?
Like, do we have to play with motion controls? Like,
well, I mean, it's not Switch exclusive, so I would imagine not, because it's on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
God,
so
that fixes the game a lot, right? Like, in a way, like, you know, like, I'm sure there's the option to play with tilt controls too, I bet, you know?
Yeah, but it's weird that they picked that one.
Not beloved compared to, they should have done Deluxe. Like, the one that had, like, kind of combined all the mazes from, like, one and two.
Yeah, it's especially being that it's a Wii game. It's not like it's a 360 or PS3 game where it's like, okay, we already have HD assets. It's a Wii game, which meant it was still standard definition. So if you're gonna go back that far anyhow, like, why not do one or two?
I'll tell you what though, I'm buying it. I don't give a fuck. I'm buying, like, just to show that I support, like, I want that series back, dude. I missed Super Monkey Ball a lot. Even though, like, most of them have been bad since the first two. And it's probably be spring that.
This classic Jeff right there.
This sounds like Sonic.
Yeah. No, like,
it's the new Tony Hawk right here.
I don't know.
Super,
man.
Monkey Hawk. Here we go.
I do think that, like, Monkey Ball has suffered as bad as some of those other series. Like, it really has, but I think it's so easy to get right that, I don't know. I just want to support it in some way coming back, so I'll buy it again.
Well, if it turns out good, you can let us know. Maybe we'll buy it, too.
It probably won't. I mean, that one was not a good one to begin with, so. But,
I mean, we're not holding our breath that it's going to be.
We also, I mean, in addition to that, it was mini, not a Nintendo Direct, but we did get announcements from Nintendo this week. The first one is that Luigi's Mansion 3 is dropping Halloween, so October 31st this year.
That's a smart release date for it.
Is that a round of applause?
Yes. I mean, come on, it's awesome as fuck, dude.
Oh, no,
what's the best about it? I take vacation that week, so I'm going to be up at midnight on, you know, the 30th to fucking play that shit. Oh, my God.
And you'll be done playing it by 3 in the morning.
Probably. I don't care. Like,
those games are incredibly short.
It's like a nice Halloween treat, man. But like, I like short games like that because like that means I'll go replay it. I'll replay a short game more than I'll play like Twilight Princess to sit through the first 4 hours again and fucking be bored to tears, you know?
Exactly. And you could be done, we just mentioned, in that it's time
like,
period.
It's like, honestly, that's why I've played Pikmin 1 like probably a dozen times because it's so short. Like, it's just set time on that game. You're 30 days to play and that's it, you know? Anyway.
Yep. Was there anything else that came out?
Yeah, they announced new Joy-Con colors. There's an orange and purple one, which I call my GameCube set. And then there's like a neon blue and a neon green, I think, set. And I think the most important thing...
are they getting sued for these ones or just the old ones?
Are they getting sued for these?
They're getting sued. Apparently there's an issue with the Joy-Cons and like...
Drift. Oh, the drift shit? Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody filed a suit today.
I think it's for all of them, probably.
I did not know that was a thing. I mean, I can totally kind of see why.
Yeah. My left Joy-Con fucking fucks up all the time. If I like disconnect it.
I just want like a set of purple ones or a set of orange ones. Why do I have to get?
That's what I hate, dude. I really do. Like, why is the guy being mismatched colors all the time? Maybe I don't like that, you know?
Well, I mean, they've had some solid ones, but yeah.
Red and that yellowish.
I got the neon yellow ones. I love the neon yellow ones.
It's like, I think the purple ones are sharp looking. And
I do, yeah.
The orange ones actually would be nice too. Just I don't want to miss
both of them.
I would love them both. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't because I already bought a neon switch, and then I got the neon switch I think is blue and red, and then they said they sell is red and blue, so I got a set of those so I could have an all blue or all red system. So
nice.
But yes, what I was going to say is, and the final thing Nintendo announced, is that they're coming out with a revised Switch in August, and this will have a new battery and chip in it. So it's not going to be more powerful or anything like that, but it has a better battery life. I think it's the example they use is Breath of the Wild, which is going from 3 hours to about 5.5 hours, And so the range goes from, I think, 5.5 hours to 9 hours with a default Switch is 3 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
So
that's my experience with it is generally on the lower end of that.
Yeah.
Because the games are very graphic-y, demanding.
They're real games. Yeah. I wonder if this is like a new SKU or is this kind of like, you know, it's not really like.
It's not a new SKU.
We're just updating.
And I think they are going to denote it on the box so you know if you're buying one with a better battery. What I imagine is going to happen is they'll phase out the older ones as they sell inventory, and this will become the default Switch.
It's just got to be.
Right. It's kind of like when Microsoft upgraded the 360, right? Like, you know, here's the Model E or whatever. It's just the default 360 at that point. It's just this will just be the default Switch once all their stock runs out of whatever the original models were.
Now, what I do find strange about this whole thing, it's Nintendo, so it's always weird, is one, this feels like it was in reverse, where I feel like you should have announced this and then announced the Switch Lite instead of being like... The other thing, which somebody pointed out to me, is even though the Switch Lite is out after this, the Switch Lite still uses the original Switch's battery. So the portable is going to have a worse battery life than this one.
So don't buy a Switch Lite. In my opinion, no matter what, just get a regular Switch.
I've heard the arguments for the Switch Lite, and
it's fine. Yeah,
yeah.
If you want to just get for your kid, and you want to save $100? Sure, whatever. But
doesn't
make sense if you're like knowing anything about what you're doing.
Yeah, well, the appeal for me of it is that I can pull it off the dock. I can switch to handheld mode, And then, like, when I get back, I can drop it back in and play it on my TV. I get some people just don't do that. But to me, like, that's the primary functionality of the system. Yeah. And that's what I bought it for was I wanted a Nintendo home console that I can just happen to bring and play.
Yeah, like I always tell people, if they say if it's a handheld, if it's a console, like, the good thing is it can do both. When you can't do both, then it becomes a question of, like, is this a great handheld? Is this a great console? And I don't necessarily know if the answer is yes to either one of those.
Right.
If it's both.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a Switch. Like, that's what's called.
Well, I don't mind the name, because I feel like the name just kind of becomes the brand.
I know, but that is like
that gimmick. Yeah,
like how they came up with the brand was the gimmick.
That's what a Switch is. It'd be like saying a fucking releasing a new Game Boy Advance that's only at home.
It's very much the 3DS to releasing the 2DS, right? Like, we're removing the primary piece of this, which is that it was a 3D.
But like, that was like a thing that was not used on that system.
It wasn't good, right? Like, it was okay in some cases.
It is, you know. This is removing right. What it is. Here's a handheld version of this. We can put it on handheld. Like, basically, that's what it is.
Which is fine. Like, it's not how I would engage with it.
I would just say, spend $100 more, and you could dock it, and you have a whole console.
And you'd have better battery life.
Honestly, for me, I feel like probably 95% of my time on my Switch is on console, like, version of it. Like, I'm playing with the Pro Controller, you know? Like, I treat it as any other console for the most part.
Right. I do.
I'll take it on the road.
Like, I like to, you know, pick it up and, like, go play a couple levels or something.
While you watch TV.
Yeah. Like, you sit down watching Stranger Things or something and you just pop. Yeah. That off and play a couple levels, like, in between the slow bits.
Yep.
All right. I don't think any of us saw the Doom trailer, so except for Earl. How bad is it?
That's actually happening. Like,
this is actually happening. It's happening in October, I believe. October 2nd.
Like, in theaters?
I don't think it is in theaters. I think it's directed.
Oh, thank God.
I think it's straight to video.
And straight to Earl's
Friday night. Yes, I've already told my friend. I'm like, I'm booking. Like, we're booking that weekend it comes out. Because I mean, not only does it look like, I mean, it looks like a, I think somebody said it. It looks like a sci-fi movie, and I mean sci-fi the channel, not the genre.
Yeah. I had to say that earlier tonight as well.
My personal favorite thing is it's called Doom Annihilation, which just reminds me of the fact that the second Mortal Kombat's called that, and that turned out terrific. So I have high expectations for this movie. So, but yeah, the trailer is—I mean, it's not even—it's like 32 seconds or something like that. So
it gives you a lot of information.
Yeah, I mean, it has Marines and stuff, so he's just closer to the games than the original movie was. I think my favorite part about it, though, is that somebody asked the Doom Twitter, and they Doom Twitter say, "We have nothing to do with this movie." So they have
something to do with this movie. They licensed that out. Something to do with it.
They helped this happen, this
foundation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's funny, but it's also kind of indicative of why video game movies are kind of crappy. It's because so many of these companies are like, they just see a paycheck, and they don't, there's like nobody on staff who's like, okay, we're going to oversee this movie to make sure that it's actually staying true to what this game represents.
One day we will get a. a good.
Well, I mean, I had Detective Pikachu.
It was good, yeah.
And I think, but I'm actually really curious to see what happens with the Mario movie, because the way they're selling it, it seems like Miyamoto's actually involved with Universal in making it, but I'm curious to see how much he's actually involved in the whole process.
I mean, we'll
see.
Yep, we will see. Well, Marvel Ultimate Alliance unlocks in a minute, Earl.
I know. I just turned on my Switch.
Bye, Earl. We'll miss
you. We will have that next week. I believe all four of us are getting it.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So we should all try and play that.
Some of us are trying to play it now.
Additionally, we're going to have to move off of our YouTube recording here because they are shutting us down on October 1st. They're getting rid of Google Hangouts on October
1st.
So I believe we should maybe try Discord and see how that works.
It works interestingly. You have to set up a bot name like chat or something like that. But it does work.
Yeah, and I have a record. I've looked into a recording solution for it, but maybe we could try that out. As a, because there's no real way to talk while we play Switch, right? Like,
this is true.
No.
So maybe we try and talk through Discord. Jeff, you'll have to download the app.
I have it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll try and talk that way and see how it works for us and go from there. But
yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, how the fuck could we have to do something? Yeah.
Yeah, to come up with like a quick solution to, and there's multiple solutions.
No, I use their fucking whatever Nintendo app, whatever the fuck that is.
Nope. Yeah, I don't want to use the Nintendo phone app, but I do believe you can now at least close and it doesn't stop working. we'll see. So we'll be back with Marvel Ultimate Alliance next week
for sure.
Gears 5 beta or
Gears 5. Yep, it's a beta, but they're calling it a tech test or whatever, but that's a beta, right? Some of that.
It's not a new game, but I will also, I mean, I played it tonight. I talk about it more. But Splatoon 2 is having its final fest and just kind of going through that. And the culture sets up. I'm curious to see how that goes for this weekend.
So, something we forgot to mention last week was the Tetris 99.
Oh, I did not get it either.
I did. I got it. That game's hard.
It is, but they're also very generous with the points. Yeah. Because I think even if, as long as you come in like the top 50, you get like 2 points. And then as you, like, yeah, like, as long as you get like one or two top 10 finishes, you can usually do it in an afternoon.
If you finish over 50, you're getting. I was getting 10 points.
Yeah,
And then 25 was 15. Then anything over that, you're getting like a good chunk of points. But, yeah. So we'll be back with stuff next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Or not?
I think he got dropped during your. He said good night.
Yeah. All right. Earl, say good night.
Good night and good fight. And this game is not unlocking. Why is this hate crime?